Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines
and
focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, 161 confirmed COVID cases yesterday and 153 cases are in Lagos alone. Now, 74 of those cases are actually from Sunday, because remember yesterday I told you that we don't have the numbers yet. So yesterday's number is 87, while the weekend number is 370. As you can see, this thing is still with us. So please don't stop taking your precautions. You have to limit your movement, and when you must go out to work or to buy essentials, please wear a mask and keep your distance from people and wash and sanitize your hands. It's for your own safety. Don't forget, Lagos, if we do not make sure that we nip this thing in the bud, we could go into another lockdown, and we know how difficult it was the first time around. We don't want to do it again, do we? So let's help each other and help the government. Eh? 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. They're tuning to this show every day. I have a great show for you today, starting with the big three. Let's talk about the Senate rejecting Loretta Onochie, the president's nominee for INEC commissioner. Then let's talk about Governor Sanwo-Olu and his team arresting three men for attacking a motorist with machetes. And then let's talk about Serap suing the federal government for allegedly buying technology to monitor WhatsApp and Zuraya messages. Chukwudi will bring you Community Report today, as always. And on today's Big Hard Fact, we will talk about the Lagos Accord. That's the latest proclamation from the Southern Governors Forum last week. We're going to look at the details of each of their demands, and then we'll discuss the pros and the cons. I'm going to have two guests, Dr. Nawaila Mohammed Bello of the Coalition of Northern Groups, and Chief Andy Oboforibo, a policy analyst. They'll both be here at 5 o'clock. Don't miss that conversation. As usual, you get news updates at the top of every hour. But right now, let's get into the big three. Lagos, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
The big three.
On the hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Was federal character the real reason that the Senate rejected Onochie? And who were the armed men arrested by the governor? Is the federal government trying to monitor WhatsApp messages? And do you want them to do that? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Loretta Onochie will not become an INEC commissioner. That's our first story. The Senate has rejected her nomination by President Muhammadu Buhari. Now, we've been talking about the controversy about her nomination, right? Because she is a PA to the president on new media. And she was a very active member of his political party, the APC. And she may or may not still be one. Yesterday, I showed you an old tweet from last year where she referred to the APC as we and was advertising a party meeting. I also showed you an affidavit allegedly signed by her last month where she said that she was still an active member. And this, of course, contradicts her statement to the Senate that she left party politics in 2019. But in rejecting Onochie, the Senate did not say that it was because of all of this. The chairman of the Senate Committee on INEC, Kabiru Gaya, said that his committee recommended the rejection because she didn't, quote, satisfy the provisions of the federal character principles, end quote. and the Senate voted to uphold that recommendation. Now, you have some observers who say that the Senate is just trying to help the president save face. We saw a massive public rejection of Onuchi. Even a former INEC chairman, Atahiru Jega, came out to suggest that the president should withdraw her name. So some observers believe that the Senate rejected her because of the controversy and because they couldn't justify nominating somebody who had been such a prominent party supporter. But if they gave that as a reason, it may have embarrassed the president. That's what some people are saying. I want to know if you agree with that assessment. Or do you accept the Senate's official reason for the rejection? Then again, if federal character was the reason, the question becomes, how come the presidency did not realize that there was an imbalance? So over to you, Lagos. Do you think Onuchi was rejected due to federal character? Or was it due to the loud outcry from Nigerians? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp 08095975805. We're also streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Dennis is our first caller on the show today. Hi, Dennis. Good to have you on the show. Good afternoon, Dennis.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, in fairness to mankind, how can a former PA become the INEC commissioner in fairness? Now, how can she denounce now, just overnight, that she's no longer a member of APC? Yes. She's a stooge to APC government. She's a CIA. So APC government, that is how other political parties are seeing her.
CIA.
Yes.
Okay.
That's just the truth. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Agwoma.
Welcome.
It's a shame for the Senate to have given this kind of reason. So if they can't confront the president with facts. Now, of course, they have forgotten that there have been instances that the president has actually contravened that federal character in his appointments. So what have they said? So now, saying that it's just like a court sentencing you and making sentencing you for something else instead of the reason why they have sentenced you. So it's some becoming of a representative government like Senate. It's a shame. In as much as Nigerians wanted that position, but they should have been specific of the reason. Thank you.
Thank you, Agwoma, for calling. Jerry is on the line. Hi, Jerry. How are you? Hello, Jerry.
I can hear you. Good afternoon,
Sandra. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, I want to talk about the rejection of that woman.
Okay.
I think it's fair enough for her to be rejected because generally Nigeria did not accept her in the first place. So it's fair. Thank you, Sandra.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. If you just tuned into the show, Loretta Onuchi will not become an INEC commissioner. That's our first story on today's Big Three. We start the day with three of the biggest stories of the day. And the Senate rejected her nomination by President Muhammadu Buhari. We've been talking about the controversy around her nomination because she is a personal assistant to the president on New Media. She was a very active member of his political party. Kaji, the APC, and she may or may not still be a member of the political party. I told you how yesterday, for those of you who didn't listen yesterday, we showed you an old tweet from last year where she referred to the APC as we and was advertising a party meeting. I also showed you an affidavit allegedly signed by her last month where she said that she was still an active member. And it contradicts her statement to the Senate that she left party politics in 2019. But when the Senate was rejecting her, they did not even say it was because of all of those things that we mentioned. The chairman of the Senate Committee on INEC said that his committee recommended the rejection because she did not satisfy the provisions of the federal character principles. And the Senate voted to uphold that recommendation. Now, I wonder if you think that Onoche was rejected due to federal character, or do you think, like some people, that it was due to the loud outcry from Nigerians? Tony Okafor is in Ikorodu. Hi, Tony.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Thank you for calling. This is Sandra.
I want to contribute to the discourse.
Yes, go ahead.
Onoche.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the truth is that there couldn't have been just one reason why the Senate is rejecting it.
Okay.
Apart from the one they adduced, the other reasons are obvious, as many Nigerians have commented, including my very self.
Okay.
So why were they not courageous enough to state all those reasons, including the one they mentioned? It all shows that they are just timid in approach in anything they are doing with the president. And this is not good for our democracy. So they should make a change of attitude. Otherwise, they are making mess of their positions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Tony. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Let's take a look at WhatsApp and see the messages we've got there. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Sandra, Senate rejected Onoche because there are too many Nigerians that are not partisan that can fit into that office. The presidency knew that no one can bite the hand that is feeding him or her. The presidency is biased for picking her. A Senator Matthew with that message on WhatsApp. Good afternoon, Sandra. I commend the Senate for rejecting Onoche's nomination. Let Buhari pick another person from Delta State if he actually loves the state. That's a message from Akin. Akin, thank you very much for your message. Good day, President. Let's just stop fooling around the Nigerian issue. Many are losing their minds with issues every day, Damien from Ijesha says. Damien, okay. Ade from Surulere says, on the Loretta Onoche story, these governments and politicians should stop recycling positions for themselves or their cronies. Anybody who has held any government or political office should be disqualified from such a sensitive appointment. There's no way she wouldn't be biased or impartial to favor the people who nominated her. She should have been an independent body to choose. Oh, okay. We should have an independent body to choose or pick candidates or nominees, not the government or the politicians. Enough of all these rubbish and nonsense. We can never, ever have free and fair elections in Nigeria if we continue with such practices. Enough is enough. Ade from Suruleri with that message. Senate Committee on INEC's decision about Onoche is not saving face for presidency. It only shows the deficiencies and affrontness of the system. Are they saying Mr. President lacks the knowledge of another person from her state in the same job? That's a message from Kayode in Barua. Kayode, thank you very much. Prince Will says that the president has made a lot of appointments against the federal character principle. So why didn't the Senate reject those? I'm ashamed of the senators. All right. On Onoche's rejection, you didn't leave your name, but you say, please don't let us be carried away by that. Right from the starting blocks, her nomination was faltered and wasn't going to fly. Her nomination was a smokescreen to divert our attention from more serious issues that the Senate plans to smuggle through the back door while we're busy arguing about Onoche. Nigerians, shine your eye. Shadrach from Ajegunle says, our senators just, they wind themselves so, but anyway, it's good they kicked her out. Sandra, can you remind me if the Senate has ever rejected any nomination nomination by Buhari. Felix from Anthony asking that, yes, actually, they have rejected, they kept rejecting Magu, remember, the EFCC guy. They continue to reject him over and over and over again. Speaking of rejections, let's bring you our second story. Governor Sanwo-Olu's convoy arrested three men for attacking a motorist. That's our second story. If you're watching our live stream on YouTube or Facebook, you can see the pictures of the governor and his security detail as they apprehended the men. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Now, we've gotten a statement from the government Facebook page, and it says in part, quote, "The war against criminality in Lagos has gone a notch higher as the state governor, Mr. Babajide Sanwo-Olu, personally arrested a gang of suspected criminals which specializes in harassing motorists and road users in traffic. The gang of suspected criminals met their Waterloo Monday morning while attempting to unleash terror on a motorist around or Jota inbound Alausa. Help, however, came for the motorist as Governor Sanwo-Olu's convoy approached the scene to rescue him from the three machete-wielding criminals who were at the time trying to forcefully drag him out of his vehicle. The security personnel attached to the governor swooped on the suspects, retrieved the dangerous weapons from them, and arrested the three of them. It will be recalled that Governor Sanwo-Olu, while handing over security equipment purchased by the Lagos State Security Trust Fund to the Inspector General of Police, Usman Al-Khalibaba, for the use of Lagos Police Command on Thursday, June 10, said there will be no hiding place for criminals in the state," end quote. So that's a statement from the Lagos State Government's Facebook page. Now, it's still not clear why these suspects were allegedly attacking the motorists. People who claim to be eyewitnesses have been giving conflicting statements. Some say it was a robbery. Some say it was road rage over a fender bender gone violent. Either way, Sha, fortunately for the motorists, the governor's convoy happened to be there. But of course, the governor's convoy cannot be everywhere in Lagos. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it's a question of whether or not systems are being put in place to protect every motorist, whether or not there's a VIP nearby. Now, on that score, the governor is saying that the state government has handed over equipment to the police. So 150 double cabin vehicles, that's pickups, 30 saloon patrol cars, 1,000 bulletproof vests, 1,000 ballistic helmets, 1,000 handheld police radios or walkie-talkies, 100 security patrol bikes, 2 armored personnel carriers, 4 high-capacity troop carriers, and 2 anti-riot water cannon vehicles. So that's the latest security haul for the police in Lagos. It was given to them last month on June 12, on June 10th. So I want to hear from you, Lagos, about how your area has been since then. Has your area of Lagos seen an increase in police effectiveness in the 1 month since this handover took place? Have you seen these new vehicles on the roads, for example? What do you think about the governor's convoy stopping the attack? Do you think the latest donation of equipment to the police will improve their effectiveness? Have you noticed a difference in the past month? Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call me on 01-465-7190. 01-465-7190. And yes, you can still talk about the rejection of Loretta Onochi as an INEC commissioner. Let's talk to Victor in Victoria Island. Hi, Victor.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, about Onochi's rejection.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's because of what they stated or what their reasons.
Okay.
Because of the outcry of Nigerians.
Okay.
And they just don't want to shame Buhari. And as one of your callers said, it's a way of distracting Nigerians from what they are doing from the background.
it is unfortunate about Governor Sahulu and the criminals or robbers.
Well, me, I see him as Fimo.
Season one, Fimo, you know?
Okay.
whether we'll give a name, Sahulu and the robbers, or Sahulu and the robbers. I beg, na Photoshop, I beg. Thank you.
Victor, thank you for calling. 99.3.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
My name is Abiodun. Presently, I'm calling from Oshodi.
Welcome.
First of all, the rejection of Onoche by the Zenith is a show of shame, actually.
Okay.
In 21st century, there are certain things that shouldn't even be heard of. You know, these are things that make Nigeria a laughing stock among Committee of Nations. In the first place, her nomination shouldn't have been in a civilized society. And I think the Ninth Senate has proven once again to be a rubber stamp of the presidency. Otherwise, they could have come out very clearly, you know, to state that this is the reason why we are rejecting this person, so that the president will learn from that and not put somebody like that forward next time. And that is why. So that way you would have been able to communicate a message and a strong message to the president, okay, as an independent legislature.
Okay.
But then what do we have? So it's unfortunate.
Okay.
Now, quickly to Governor Sanwo-Olu. You know, when I saw this report yesterday, I asked myself, at a particular time, how many places in Lagos will the convoy of Sanwo-Olu be? The truth about it is that there has been escalation of various kind of crimes within the city.
Okay.
And presently, there is no security in Lagos. Don't be deceived. The truth of the matter is that we must heed this call of community policing. Lagos is grossly, you know, unsecured. Very quickly must be. A lot of people are losing their lives daily, losing their valuables, and it's such something that is regrettable. The major reason why, personally, I will score Sanwo-Olu very low is the area of security. You are not paying attention to details, and these things matters. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. We've got a message here on WhatsApp from Gwemi. Gwemi is in Ibejuleki. Gwemi says, Sandra, yes, I've seen the new equipment in action. On June 12th, 2 days after the state government gave police the water cannons, they used it against peaceful protesters at Ojota. Gwemi, thank you very much for your message. On Facebook, Emmanuel Priest says, these guys have really met their Waterloo. They'll never come out of this if they truly were all these boys stealing and harassing innocent people in traffic. Good job, Mr. Governor. Daniel Amafu says, our leaders have no shame. In spite of the outcry from Nigerians, yet the president still was adamant, thinking it's still business as usual. All right, Daniel. Sandra, I watched that video and something is not adding up. What was the governor doing there, and the camera angle was spot on? I must give them credit. The scene was well rehearsed. Mr. Governor, if you want to fight crime, come to a really agege. Well, I mean, the governor has press men and women who follow him everywhere. So, you know, the fact that there were cameramen there is not exactly a strange occurrence. If he was traveling with his convoy, press men always follow the governor wherever he goes. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name?
I'm fine. My name is Shadi. How are you doing today?
Good to have you on the show. Long time. Where have you been?
Around.
Well, welcome back.
Yes, thanks. So, In regards to the security, I haven't seen any of the new equipment.
Okay.
But I have noticed an increase in some of the routes I take, like especially that Ajota route, of police presence, which is the funny part of it. So usually when you're going in the morning, you see a lot of police presence on the road. Like every maybe 2 feet or whatever, you see a police car, a policeman or the vehicle, right? And the irony of it is that yesterday night, there was a security text I got saying there were robbers at that same Ajota access yesterday night.
Okay.
So, and I said, wait, and I, there was a guy that was talking one day, few feet from the police car, they try to rob him. This was a few weeks ago. So, no matter what the governor does or something, the fact is there are always police there, and yet there's always robbery on that same place.
Okay.
I mean, if that's just the Lagos thing for you. You see the vehicle 1 feet away, and then they're robbing you, like, you know, a few steps down. That same Ajota exit. So, I want to do, I don't know if they have to change personnel, but obviously the equipment and stuff are not working, and they're sure, because like I say, they're always, if you go there, you see them in the morning, especially, you see the police force over there, like different men on the road, but still people get robbed on that access a lot.
So what's happening is the big question. Shade, thank you for calling. Musa Ojonugwa just says that he's watching from Ogun State. All right, thank you for tuning in. Ige Ajayi Taiwo says the government is not doing anything in Lagos. My cousin was shot by unknown persons. Security. All right. Well, thank you for your message, and I'm very sorry that your cousin was shot. My sympathies. Let's see. These messages from WhatsApp. Augustine from Ilasa says, if the Senate says Onoche was rejected on federal character, why not reject Chief of Army Staff on federal character too? Okay. Sandra, how many traffic robbers that Governor Sanwo-Olu will apprehend in Lagos? Where is the police that he just bought security equipment for? Akin asking that question. Sandra, the Nigerian Senate rejected the nomination of Loretta because it wasn't money. If it was to borrow money from China for them to share within themselves, they would have approved long before now. Felix from Anthony Village. Come on. I mean, okay, I'm not going to say anything. We've got Chidozie who says, the governor of Lagos is now acting James Bond after equipping the security guys with modern equipment. He still has to go on the streets to do the work himself. All na cruise, wahala no dey finish for Lagos. Chidozie, thank you for your message. As we have been calling out the northern political leaders to address the issue of bandits seemingly operating freely in the region, it's important for us to also call out political leadership in Lagos, being the economical capital of southern Nigeria, on the incessant operation of muggers in traffic, shops, bars, and on our streets. Yesterday's PR isn't enough. That's a message from Yomi Williams. Yomi, thank you for your message. President Sandra, good afternoon. Concerning the showdown between the governor and the traffic robbers now set up. As for the equipment given to the policemen, they will not use it until when there's a peaceful protest. Then they'll wear it as if they are going to fight Boko Haram at Sambisa. That's a message from Veli Brown. Veli Brown is in Lekki. But, I mean, again, like I said, it's not clear what was happening with those armed men. You know, some people say it was road rage. Some people say that they were touts. Some people say that they were robbers. We don't quite know just yet, you know. And what I shared with you was the government's own statement about the issue. Let's see, more messages here. President Sandra, the traffic robbery is going on in Lagos roads every day. Oshodi, Apapa Express, Alakija, Vox, Iyanoba, early morning and evening time, almost everywhere. Ralph from Satellite Town says, Ralph, thank you for your message. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ruben from Yaba.
Welcome, Ruben.
Yeah, on the Oloretta Onoche story, I believe, I think Aboma is the only person that noticed that saw what is going on. The politics they are playing there. Okay?
Okay.
No Nigerian, no reasonable Nigerian will want an Onoche as the INEC commissioner. It's like Buhari be appointing himself as an INEC commissioner. It does not even make sense.
Okay.
So I'm not surprised that Nigerians both were totally against it. But I'm actually shocked that the National Assembly did not even say that they rejected her, they did not allow her because Nigerians were against, but because of federal character. Do Buhari want to appoint a northerner, then using Onoche as a sort of a diversionary tactic? Because how does Federal Character come into this issue at all? I don't even understand it. So I just saw the politics there, and I think the APC know how to play this politics very well, confusing us. And on the Sanwo-Olu matter, on the Sanwo-Olu matter, see, that one to me is just dress rehearsal. For me, it's just dress rehearsal. Traffic robbery has been a serious problem in Lagos State. I have a friend who is doing Uber. Sometimes, once in a while, he will just come back and we see the glass is already taken off. The suicide mirror is already taken off. Traffic robbery. From Ojota towards Ogudu, towards Moweba 4. The traffic around there. Once there is traffic, you will see these robbers coming out. Sedola Bridge, Lagos Bato Expressway. The traffic robbery is serious. And the last time, so we'll talk about this thing. I think on your Hard Pass show, when there was a robbery along Ijora side.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there, ma'am?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I remember he was talking to us as if we'd be small picking, telling us roll your side mirror up. He was just talking to us as if we don't know these rules. Improve security in Lagos State. Simple. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you very much for calling. All right, let's take a look at one final call, and I'll bring you our final story. 99.3, hello.
People's President.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name,
sir? Yeah, President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
For once, please, enough of blame game. I'm one of those who called there and say, why are we catching cold because of Loretta Odoche? And thank God the President has listened. The Senate has said the needful. We are still blaming them. So for once, can we give them kudos? This is a night assembly, right? Hello, President Sandra.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Uh-huh. So even if it's because of federal character or it's because of at least they reject. Abi, you remember Magu Hon? But my dear President Sandra, I hope the President will not resend the name again, like Magu incident. I'm President Sandra.
Okay. I'm listening. Just go ahead.
Uh-huh. So my own, let Buhari lie this on the chest something like. You can give her another appointment somewhere else. Okay. But for this though, I want to thank the Night Assembly and the President for listening to the people's complaint. This is what I want from you, to be a president like you. You are a listening president. Okay. To be a good leader, you have to be a good listener. Which you've been doing for us, you, President Sandra.
Okay.
So please, I want him to emulate your own style of presidency. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, Chris. We've got Nkwacha Patrick Loveday, who says, foolish students with bad teachers in the Senate. Chai, I'm not happy they rejected how this could have been the most and most wanted for the federal government so far. The masses would have gone to the streets for protests and PDP would have smiled without pains. God and the outcry of the masses has saved APC. We move, Sha. Nkwacha Patrick Loveday, thank you for your message. Sunday Okongwu on Facebook says, I hope the Sanwo-Olu government will do the same at Oshodi and Jokonde Ilasanleki. Things are pretty rough here. President Sandra, waiting Isabi Ore Adeolu is asking, I am surprised if we have like 15 to 20 policemen on that Ojota Road, all they do is harassing Yahoo boys and leaving daylight robbers doing what they're doing. I'm sorry, but they're also supposed to harass Yahoo boys. You know Yahoo boys are criminals, right? They're criminals. They should be arrested. They're armed robbers. Their arms are their laptops and the internet. But they're siphoning your money. They're stealing your credit card. Yes, they're stealing your identity. They're criminals. So, you know, police should be going after them as well. All right. We've got a message here on WhatsApp from Ade as well. Ade from Surulere says, on our inspector, Governor Sanwo-Olu's convoy is another state comedy. What happened to all other previous cases and innocent victims? With all the cosmetic ceremonies of equipment to the police, how come the crimes around the state are so high? Why is Lagos one of the most unsafest cities in the world? How come the governor hasn't been able to deal with the thugs employed by politicians, especially the motor union members, carrying dangerous weapons used as political thugs to attack innocent citizens? Another political comedy. What happened after that day? Innocent victims every day, everywhere, with all the cosmetic equipment to the police. Is this the first time equipment have been given to the police? How come the crime rate hasn't improved? So what's the governor talking about? Playing to the gallery again? I like how Ade always types his messages as if he's like talking to me, you know, like gist, you know. You can read his anger in his messages. Ade, thank you very much for your message. All right, let's go to our final story. For our final story, Serap is accusing the federal government of attempting to monitor WhatsApp messages. Here's a statement from Serap. Quote, breaking. The National Assembly has reportedly approved 4.87 billion naira for the National Intelligence Agency to track, intercept, monitor calls and messages on mobile devices like WhatsApp. We'll challenge this unlawful surveillance and blatant violation of Nigerians' right to privacy. End quote. Now, let me give you the backstory. Last week, the National Assembly approved a supplementary budget targeted chiefly at improving security. The total supplementary budget is 895.8 billion naira. Almost all of it, you know, is supposed to be funded by debt. Now, some newspapers claim to have seen the line items of this budget. By the way, budget line items should be public. Let me just say that. Under the law, the budget is supposed to be published so that anybody can access it. But anyway, Shaya, some newspapers, including The Punch and The Cable, say that they've seen the line items, and two of them include Thuraya Interception Solution, 2.93 billion, WhatsApp Intercept Solution, 1.93 billion naira. So if true, government wants to borrow just shy of 5 billion naira to buy tools that can help it intercept Thuraya and WhatsApp data. Now, Serap doesn't want the government to have this capability because they believe that it will be used to violate Nigerians' right to privacy. Now, all over the world, whenever a government attempts to get the power to snoop, you have privacy concerns. I remember that back in the 2000s, post 9/11, the US government wanted the power to tap phones without a warrant because they wanted to be able to do it secretly so that the terrorists wouldn't find out. And the courts refused in America. Instead, they forced the government to use so-called FISA courts. These are courts where the proceedings are secret, but a record is kept. So if you want a warrant to tap my phone, you go to the FISA court and get the warrant. Now, the question is, will the Nigerian government have such a system in place to make sure that it only uses surveillance on a citizen after getting a warrant from the courts? Or will the NIA be allowed to use these tools if they are really getting these tools without any oversight? Which one do you think is more likely? Then there's a question of effectiveness. Do you believe that the Nigerian security agencies have the scale and the capacity to use all these powerful tools and actually catch the bad guys? Or is it more likely that it will be used to harass innocent Nigerians? Or those who are maybe saying things that people in government don't want said. Because that's what Serap thinks. That's why Serap is resisting this. But I want to know if you agree. Serap believes that this alleged plan to monitor WhatsApp and Thuraya is from the same playbook as the Twitter ban and the plan to amend the NBC Act and Press Council Act. They believe that all of these things are multiple tactics in the same unified strategy with the same goal, reducing the civic space where Nigerians can talk about governance and hold government accountable. Do you agree or disagree with Serap? 0700-993-993-993. Men, call me on that number. Women, call me on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. What do you think about Serap's statement about this alleged line item in the supplementary budget for a WhatsApp intercept solution? WhatsApp is available. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. You can share your thoughts via Facebook as well. I'll read your comments as we go along. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. And yes, you can still talk to me about Loretta Onochie and the governor's arrest of three suspected criminals yesterday. Ezekiel is in Aja. Hi, Ezekiel. Good to have you on the show. Ezekiel, hello. Are you there? Oh, he's not there anymore. 99.3.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
I'm online.
Hi. Yes. Welcome.
Yes. The issue of Loretta Onochie, I would just say thank God for that.
Okay.
That one has settled.
Okay.
But for the issue of
Oh, sorry, Mama. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yes, great. I just want to say something. Mm-hmm. On this issue of...
Wait till they happen. 99.3.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it's Akiba on the line.
Welcome.
Regarding to this unrest and armed robbery in Lagos. The environmental sanitation officer, they are not doing the NIMBY because there are too much batter. For those that were driven from Maiduguri, those that have nothing to do in the village, they come and build batters all over. You say you want to have a mega city, then but everywhere under the bridge, you see a coffin of people sleeping under the bridge. You go to Alakija, a wooden bed with mattress is there, sleeping there.
But it's the same thing all over the world. You go to New York, you go to Paris, you go to London.
People are sleeping under the bridge?
Yes, people are sleeping under the bridge. People are sleeping in different corners.
Mega city now?
Well, I mean, what other countries try and do is try to make housing more affordable so that people can live in cheap houses.
Yeah, like even this Badia and Ajegunle, they have stayed long too much in that slum. They should build a house for them and destroy the old one, give them the new houses. That is part of uplifting life. Not just building the gigantic one for 7 million, 8 million, both those private and the government. No one build simple ones for somebody to buy, maybe at the rate of 1 million or 500, pay gradually. Life is all about upliftment.
You think that people who are sleeping under the bridge have 1 million to buy a house?
They will not buy gradually. Now, that was how the first time houses were given out now. Every month, they pay a token to the account or to the money complete. They become their own. If a government were to assess the Nigeria like this, all this government estate first time, we wouldn't have had it. Thank you.
Thank you. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Sandra, my name is Anspalis, calling from Antony Village.
Welcome.
This Loretta that was rejected.
Mm-hmm.
It was a politics. Let me tell you. You know, there was a time when this Buhari gave this Kemade issue as a Kemade issue, that Minister of Finance.
Mm-hmm.
So he knew that woman, at some point, there will be a secret about her that will be revealed, which is NSC certificate, that you'll be revealed, that people will not start crying, that we don't want her. How will you give that kind of GC post to somebody that will not even serve the nation? So they will not kick her out. Then eventually what happened? So he now took the post to the north. So the same thing he's doing again with this director. You see, now he knew that he himself cannot present that Loretta as any commissioner. But just did this. Okay, just did that deliberately because this is Angela with cries out. Okay, just be looking at the next person that's going to present to the Senate will come from the north. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll be looking. We'll see if you're right. Olushola Akingbode says, Onochie was rejected. The Senate wants to prove that they are not rubber stamp of the presidency following the public outcry on her nomination. It would have been totally immoral to do otherwise. Why would government monitor WhatsApp? that would be infringement of our privacy. Olushola Akimbode on Facebook. King James AIG says, Sandra, Onoche's rejection by the Senate is pure definition of confused and collapsed system. If it was a working system, Onoche wouldn't have even made the list. All right. Let's talk to Madam Ify. She's in Uju. Madam Ify, welcome. Hey.
How are you, Sandra?
First time.
I'm speaking on your program.
Glad to have you here. Welcome.
But I do listen.
Okay.
Let me talk about Onoche, mm-hmm. because we're all from Delta.
Okay.
Already, there's a Delta representative in that INEC, Mrs. Agbamuche. Why are they putting her there? And I'm kind of psychologically, you know, looking at the reason why he was quickly brought into INEC issue. That Twitter... Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. Mm-hmm.
That Twitter.
Right.
That brought all this hula balo about New Bami. Who wrote it? Of course, definitely it's not the president. It must be one of his aides.
Okay.
That sent it.
Okay.
And when the team brought opera all over the world, countries now, you know, intervening that why should you ban Twitter?
Mm.
They are now looking for where to throw this woman. Yes, he has sent them, help them in APC. They want to compensate him by bringing her to INEC.
Okay.
Which is not acceptable. We don't want such person. I'm from Delta. I don't want such person to represent me. Achone Moku. Achone Moku. Thank God that he has been thrown out of that thing. Buhari should look for another work for her.
Okay. Good afternoon, Madam Ify. Dimi Vibrant says, monitoring WhatsApp and other social media platform is a waste of time. I mean, there's so many outrageous things to monitor in this country. Poverty is the ultimate. Leslie Dakpa says, opposition parties should not celebrate too much. Her rejection by the Senate might be a well-planned script to seem as if they are responsive to the plight of the people. They could rig elections without people like her in INEC, so her rejection should not be a big deal. The big deal should be to take steps that will stop rigging by any means. All right, Danny Boy, thank you for your message. Emmanuel Balogun says he sees Buhari renominating her again. To Buhari and his supporters, they can never do wrong. Onoche is sorry, even after denying APC. All right, let me go to WhatsApp and see the messages we have there. I've been on Facebook all this while. Sandra, Nigeria has misplaced priority. Let them focus on good governance and there'll be less complaint against the government. Take USA for example. Citizens can die for their country because there's good governance. Oladele Mike with that message. People are dying of hunger and starvation in the country while Buhari and his cohorts are busy looking for means to stop citizens from saying their minds. These people are pushing us too hard. All right, Sandra, the truth is there's an agenda. First step is tracking WhatsApp and gagging media. Then these happenings start. There won't be any means to expose the agenda. And tracking of WhatsApp is one of the steps to catch people who speak against the government. But I'm even curious about how that will happen with WhatsApp, because WhatsApp has end-to-end encryption. End-to-end encryption means that, you know, nobody can see what's happening on your WhatsApp. And WhatsApp has refused. Different people have approached WhatsApp to try and, you know, get access to the messages that they're sending to each other, the phone calls, etc., etc. And WhatsApp has simply refused to allow these governments to get access. So I don't even know how that will work, to be honest with you. We've got a message here from Akinshete Olajide who says, President Sandra, someone who claimed there's no room for criminals in Lagos, but there's room and parlor for Agbero. I laugh in Swahili. Akinshete, thanks for your message. Esenwoke Ben says, Sandra, can you imagine the huge amount of money federal government wants to use and pursue shadows like monitoring WhatsApp? Why can't they share this money to individual accounts and have the credit? Marky Lagos says, they want to monitor WhatsApp. We will outwit them with modern technology that they are not aware of. They never seen on something. President Sandra, thank you for your program. In fact, the way you construction hard fact questions, even Satan, the father of lie, cannot dodge them, and he'll be forced to say the truth. The senators are simply concocting euphemisms to hide the negatively biased leanings of the president with respect to the people he brings up for nominations. We've got Mackie also saying, Mr. Chris, your sweet mouth too much. Stop commending the government for doing what they ought to have done. All right, Mackie Lagos. Iron Man says, you and I know the reason, the real reason for Madam Onochie's rejection by the Senate. It was because of the overwhelming outcry by Nigerians, notably the recent one by immediate past INEC chairman, Professor Tahiru Jega. Better late than never, I guess. For me, that's one down, one more to go. The second condition for me to resume my civic duty of voting, which I stopped since MKO Abiola's annulled 1993 presidential election, is the immediate adoption of electronic transmission of results, which the Senate has expunged from the new electoral bill. I'm watching them closely on that one. He says that in capital letters. Mr. Iron Man, always a pleasure to hear from you. After denying APC three times, like Peter in the Bible, she was still rejected by the Senate. That's a message from, you didn't leave your name, but thank you very much for sending your message in. Ikechukwu from Calvary says, WhatsApp, Nottingwe Musa no go here for gates. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you see, on the issue of Onochi, I think we should celebrate with caution.
Okay.
The real problem here is that the government should, you know, as we are trying to resist the government imposing Onochi on us, we should also push that this process should be made open to all Nigerians with certain qualifications. It's not a case of nominating. Look, for as long as the process is still about nomination, we will keep having this fight. Because another administration is just down the road. Okay? So that's what I'm saying that we should celebrate. The real fight is that we should make it transparent and open to all citizens. It's not a political issue. Okay?
Okay.
That's one. The second one is Bajabi Amila. He was on social media. I saw it on social media this afternoon. That he's saying that he's promising us not to gag the press or something like that. I can't remember the exact words.
Right.
The fact that you did not consult with your constituents in the first place is gagging us. And you are trying to make it sound as if the press is different from your constituents. We are all your constituents, for heaven's sake. And then lastly, Sandra, I want to beg you to make me a promise.
Okay.
When next you interview a politician, do not forget to ask him that what are his constituents saying about whatever his position is. We are really not interested in what they themselves feel. They are simply career men and women.
Okay.
Ask them what their constituents are saying. That's more important in a democracy than the opinion of these guys and women.
Okay.
You know, please, it's a promise you made me.
Yes,
Sandra.
It's a promise. I will hopefully remember to keep that promise. We've got a message from Francis. Francis is in Canada. Francis says they will soon turn this country to North Korea with the way the government is hacking down on freedom of speech with style. All right. Thank you for your message. President Sandra, the APC government is not facing the reality of why they are in government. Seriously, this is a shame. All right, Mr. Godwin, thank you for your message. Sandra, on Onochie's rejection, kudos to the Senate. They've done the honorable thing, given the circumstance. On Sanwo-Olu, he's as usual, showboating. Governance is comprehensive result, not playing to the gallery. On Serap, they should ask for clarification before also playing Voltron. I think NIA's brief is external security threat, not internal. And if it includes wiretapping, spamming of mails, or checking WhatsApp of the country's enemies or threats, why should we consider that an issue? All right, Chris, thank you for your message. Alex from Victoria Island says, Onochie's rejection might end up as a recipe for disaster. Watch out for part two. Okay. You people are so paranoid. Come on, man. We've got Professor Lawal Hassan who says, the first answer is not because of federal character, only because of the controversy surrounding Onochie's nomination and because PMB was called so many unprintable names. And the Lagos State government Security's convoy intercepted the three criminals in traffic at Ojota yesterday. Professor Lawal Hassan says, yes, they want to start monitoring WhatsApp messages. As for Mio, that is not the solution to our problem in Nigeria. We've got Sunny Ada Omale, who says that was federal character the real reason the Senate rejected Onochie? Because she is APC member. Well, she says she's not an APC member anymore, an active APC member anymore. Mafe Kufre Adefemi says, anybody who believes otherwise should bring evidence or move on. A reason has been given, no need to drag it. Ms. Adefemi, thank you for your message. Oguchukwu Emeka says, this government and misplaced priority, eh? Why spend billions to monitor WhatsApp call? Is WhatsApp responsible for the failure we have? All right. 99.3.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name, sir?
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Malik Fiki from Pazio.
Hi, Malik.
I want to contribute to the program.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I'm a real air.
Yes, you are.
sorry.
Hi. It's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Sandra, for the traffic that happened to the governor, it's amazing he just saying he caught three people. These things happen almost, in short, every day. And they are aware of it. The police is overwhelmed. And I've given the government a clue. In Lagos State, knows they can pay for 2,000 policemen. Let them tell the government that recruit 2,000 policemen for us, Lagos State, we'll pay that salary, we'll take care of everything for them. I don't know if you understand me. So they can deploy them to stop all this robbery. I don't even get your point.
I get your point.
To me, to even stop them, if they kill those guys, I bet you nobody will come at that place again. If they shot them dead, nobody will come at the next day again. Don't be scared. But the moment you say you want to arrest them, then one politician will come and rescue them. Tomorrow you see them back again. What do you expect from those boys? I don't even get my point.
Okay, I'm listening.
All right. Well, Loretta, Sandra, I have a job for her. She should come. Thank you.
Malik, thank you very much for calling. Of course, I mean, we don't want people to be shot at sight, you know. Even criminals, traffic robbers, murderers, they deserve their day in court. They deserve due process. So as a people, we need to get into the habit of demanding due process at every point, you know. Due process isn't reserved for some people and not for others. No matter where a pain you reach, you need to demand that the right thing be done. And when a criminal is caught or is suspected criminal is caught, what needs to happen is they are arrested, they are sent to court, a judgment is given, and then they serve their sentence if they are found guilty. If they are not found guilty, Kwana, because they have a smart lawyer, they walk free. It's the way that civilized societies work. And if we want civilized societies, we cannot cherry pick, right? It's no sweet to hear. I know, because, I mean, now you did a rob, now you did a break your window, now you did a collect your phone. But if we want a society that works, it's from the little things, which include when the police catch traffic robbers, what do they do with them? Do they give them access to lawyers? Do they? Because that's what police reform is, so, you know? So you catch a criminal, you give the criminal access to legal representation. Legal representation takes that person to court. The court then determines what happens to the suspected traffic robber. Because what if the traffic robber is not a traffic robber? It's the way of the law. It's the way of due process. So I hope that we begin to change our mindsets about these things and not go the way of, what's the word I'm looking for now, jungle justice, because that's what it is. To shoot a criminal and a suspected criminal on sight is actually jungle justice. Lagos, let's bring you Community U Report. After that, we're going to talk about the Southern Governors meeting last week. I'll have Dr. Nawela joining us. He's from the Northern Coalition Group. And then I'll have Chief Andy Oboforibo joining us as well. He is a policy analyst. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
This is your number one station.
99.3.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.